Hey there, and welcome to the Therapy Podcast. I'm Dr. B, your host and licensed mental health therapist. In each episode, we're diving into the real, raw, and relatable aspects of mental health. We're talking about triggers, coping strategies, and how to handle the emotional roller coaster that we call life. Because let's face it, mental health is not separate from our daily lives, it's a part of it. So if you're ready to talk about it, you're in the right place. Let's go.
And it's okay not to be okay.
One in five adults experience mental illness. One in five.
No one can ever use your mental illness against you.
We have to have trust that people can help.
I just got a grasp on it in the past year because I've been dealing with anxiety my whole life, so I started going to therapy for it.
But I think the most important thing I got is that everything is connected.
My mom has dealt with anxiety, so a lot of times stuff is within your family, but if you never named it, if you didn't...
And then it's up to us to show compassion, to reach out, connect, help folks find the hope and the support they need.
Hello and welcome back to the Therapy Podcast. I am your host, Dr. B, bringing you another episode. I actually want to think of this one as sort of a bonus to our last episode. So if you tuned into our last episode, we had a very special guest, Fallon, on our show, who took us through the journey of self-discovery, love, and her divorce. We learned through her story that she has three beautiful children, which led me to do today's episode, which is called When Parents Part. So we talked a lot about Fallon's divorce, what led up to it, her experiences after, but we didn't talk too much about her children. And anytime a child loses a parent, whether to divorce, separation, death, incarceration, or even deployment, it leaves a lasting impact on the child. Parenthood comes with an unspoken vow of sorts to guide and protect our little ones through thick and thin. But life throws its curveballs and families change shape, even unexpectedly. It's these shifts in the family dynamics that can deeply impact the child, whether it is seen visibly or hidden beneath the surface. Loss takes many forms. As previously mentioned, this could look like a parent passing away, prolonged military deployment, incarceration, separation, or divorce. Each scenario leaves a unique void for a child in their heart and in their home. The absence is felt at every stage of development, manifesting in a myriad of emotional and physical challenges for children. No child, no matter how young or old they are immune to these feelings. As parents or guardians, it is crucial to foster open dialogues when there is a shift in the family dynamic. Adjusting to new routines post-separation, discussing visitation arrangements after a divorce, or finding words to explain the permanence of death all demand sensitivity and age-appropriate honesty. Oftentimes, parents will avoid telling their children the details of a parent leaving or a parent passing. We say things like, they're just no longer here, mommy or daddy moved away, they're in a better place. We oftentimes think by not talking about a situation that we are helping the child, but the reality is we sometimes can be causing more harm than good. If you have school-age children, 5 to 8 and 9 to 12, kids in this group oftentimes struggle with having divided loyalties between their parents. They exhibit social and academic challenges as a response to the loss. Common responses for this age group include disrupted sleep, repetitive question, concerns about their own safety and abandonment, nightmares, regressive behaviors, such as asking for help with tasks that they already should know how to do, behavior changes, hitting others, physical complaints about stomach aches and headaches, worrying that something bad is going to happen again, always being on edge, nightmares, intrusive thoughts, the list goes on. Teenagers, on the other hand, are already going through a lot of hormonal changes that result in their own emotional roller coaster. When you add on parental separation, you are putting together a recipe of heightened feelings of betrayal and abandonment. Common responses to grief for this age group include withdrawal from their families, increased risk-taking, inability to concentrate, difficulty sleeping and exhaustion, lack of appetite, being unpredictable at times, uncomfortable discussing their feelings, worrying about the safety of themselves and others, what else is going to change, and just some overall delinquent behavior. It is important that we are aware of these signs so that we can begin to help our children. When you are noticing these signs, it is important to reinforce insurance of safety and security for your child. It is important to maintain routines as best as possible and to set clear expectations. Allow for the expression of feelings without trying to change or fix them. And that is the key there. Children are allowed to have their own feelings, and their feelings are valid and they're theirs. Also, answer questions honestly, but with honesty comes age appropriateness. Provide choices whenever possible. Model appropriate expressions of grief and assist them to connect to other support systems that can be a benefit. Grief is not a linear experience and can manifest in a cycle of stages that children also oscillate between. There might be the denial phase of mom and dad are going to get back together. There can be an anger phase of expression of frustration or rage to one parent or both parents. How could they leave me? How could they do this to me? There could be bargaining. That could be trying to make deals with themselves, their parents, others, trying to find control to change the situation. There's depression, deep sadness, and withdrawal from their usual activities. And then there's acceptance. With support, children can reach a place of accepting their new family's reality. In order to get there as parents, it is very important to provide access to healthy coping strategies for your children. Divorce, separation, incarceration, deployment, death, these are all tumultuous changes for children. However, there are strategies that can help them to cope with the change in their family dynamics. You want to start by maintaining routines. Keep your child's daily routine as consistent as possible. A regular schedule provides a sense of stability. Be sure to provide reassurance and love. Reassure your child that both parents will continue to love them and support them no matter what has occurred. If there is a death, you want to reassure your child that their parent, the parent that they lost, still loves them, and that there are other people that can also pour love into them. Seek professional help when absolutely necessary, whether it's individual therapy, family therapy, or a support group. These things can make the difference in how a child experiences loss. Most importantly, you want to be able to foster open communication. Encourage your child to express their feelings and listen without judgment. Make sure that they understand that it's okay to talk about their emotions. If you feel like you need help on how to start certain conversations with your kids, my ABCs of Grief card can be an amazing start. The ABCs of Grief is a grief card deck, an emotional vocabulary card deck, so that talks about different emotions that can be experienced when grieving. These can be used for different ages. Each card comes with a different emotional vocabulary word, the definition of that word, and a discussion question. These questions can be utilized as a family discussion. For older kids, it can be used as a journaling prompt. Whatever it takes, it is important to get kids talking, to get them to get raw and honest about their feelings. Helping children to process their feelings is what it's going to take to help them to get to the other side of them. So if you are currently going through a divorce, a separation, your partner just left for deployment or incarceration, I want you to know that there's support out there. Or if you have also lost your partner to death, my condolences to you, but also there's support out there. If you need help connecting to resources for any reason, whether that is, how do I begin to talk to my child about this, or what can I put in place to make sure that my child is okay? Feel free to send us an email and we'll get back to you as soon as we can with some solutions and resources. Until next time, thank you for listening to another episode of the Therapy Podcast.